righty. With all this to talk about, we need to relax a little bit. Yeah, you don't have to always think about the impeachment trial on the way tomorrow and what's happening up in Albany with the bail stuff. We need to relax. And I know one thing I'll do after the show is a little yoga. Sheena Rubino, the owner of She Yoga Fitness, in-house. We say a very good morning. Sheena, how are you?
Good. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. And, of course, you refer to yourself as the health educator. Why?
Well, you know what? I think there's a lot of confusion about how to really be truly healthy. People are always looking for fad diets. They're always looking for a quick fix. And I always like to tell people that if you just strive to be healthy, then the weight will just naturally fall off. Whereas usually people try to do it the opposite way. They're like, once I lose weight, then I'll be healthy.
Well, that's not the case. And, of course, you know, this is always the time of the year, Sheena, that you know, everybody has the so-called resolutions. Losing weight is always at the top of the list. But it's really, you know, talk about those who kind of say, you know what, these fad diets, I call them fad diets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like a quick fix. And I always think those things never work. Am I right in saying that?
Exactly. I always say diets don't work, lifestyle changes do. And if you go into something with the mindset, I'm just going to do this for a period of time, you're going to fall off. Or even worse, you might go into some sort of super, super extreme diet, and then you're going crazy, you're binge eating, and then you end up gaining more weight than you had lost in the first place.
Now, for those who are tuning in and they're wondering, okay, yoga, I've heard it, I've seen it. Give the folks an idea of what yoga is all about. Is it more of a mindset? What about that aspect?
It's definitely, yoga is for your mind. The word yoga actually means union or yoking. So it's really about taking control of your thoughts, controlling your body. And you take these techniques that you learn on the mat, you know, how to control your breath, how to control your mind. And then you can utilize that when you're off the mat as well.
All right, so it's really about a mindset. Is it more about the meditation process? Is that involved in any way as far as yoga is concerned?
I consider yoga meditation and movement because you're definitely focused and concentrating. So we have a technique, the type of yoga that I called is Ashtanga. We have a technique that we call Tristana, which means three focuses. So you're focusing on your breath, the postures, and your gaze, because if your gaze is shifting around, you can't really concentrate. So you're definitely looking to like focus and concentrate on the mind.
And what about posture? What's that all about with that?
It's the yoga asana. So it's the posture that you actually see, like warrior one, warrior two, whether it's a forward fold. So you're taking these postures, and some of them might be very difficult, but you have to learn how to focus and push through that difficult posture. And again, that's kind of relative in life, right? Like when you're going through something difficult, you learn how to stay focused. So it's actually really interesting how this physical practice can reflect in your true life.
And, of course, you mentioned the breath. Breathing is very important as far as any type of physical exercise, especially, though, when it comes to yoga, right?
Yes.
Why so more as far as yoga with breathing as that's kind of inserted in this?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons, but one that I always like to talk about is how the breath controls the nervous system, right? So if you've ever noticed, if you or anybody listening has ever had anxiety, you're going to notice that your breath is very short, very quickly paced. So if you can control your breathing, it slows down the stress hormones. So that's super important for people to learn as well.
Very important. Sheena Rubino with us, owner of the She Yoga Fitness. And by the way, she does a lot of this. You and your partner, Nelson, do a lot as far as one-on-one in the comfort of one's own home, correct?
Yes, we do.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So we come to you, which is really nice. You know, when you're tired, you might not want to go to the gym or something like that. You're going to find excuses not to go. You can't really do that when you have a trainer or a coach knocking on your door and ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, the in-house stuff, you know, that's good. You get a little one-on-one. Give me a little bit about the business now. She Yoga Fitness, how long you've been operating and where are you at today?
Well, I have been practicing and teaching yoga for 5 years. I have been integrative nutrition health coach for 2 years. And my partnership with Nelson has been going on more recently. So basically how Nelly and I work is he does a lot of the personal training. So he'll come to your home, he'll train with you up to 3 times a week, depending on what your schedule and your availability looks like. And then I come in and I teach you about nutrition and wellness, overall wellness. So that might look like doing cooking demos in your kitchen, going grocery shopping with you, things of that nature.
What a little bit about the nutrition, because, you know, we get thrown at us so much stuff, how to eat, what to eat. You know, you go down now any aisle, you know, there's, you know, gluten-free, sugar-free, you know, it almost gets to the point of saying to yourself, oh, you know what, the heck with it. How do you kind of differentiate? How do you kind of divide? Where is that line as far as what one should follow about eating right?
Yes. Okay. So I love this question. I am trained in what's called bioindividuality. So I have learned in my studies over 100 different nutritional theories. And because there's so many fad diets, that's why people get so confused. You know, should I be gluten-free? Should I cut the carbs? A diet that works for me is going to be very different than a diet that will work for you, Jay, or for anybody else. And that's why it's so important for me to work with my clients to figure out their body type, their lifestyle, and what works for them. Because let me tell you, keto is not going to work for everyone. You know, going vegetarian or vegan isn't going to work for everyone. You have to figure out what works for you and your body type.
Yeah, I would think, I mean, you know, they give you now things regarding chicken, that it's as harmful as red meat, you know, as far as the cholesterol and everything else. Meanwhile, they said chicken was the greatest thing to eat many years ago. Obviously, fish remains intact. What about the aspect of eating chicken? Is there an idea that chicken can be harmful now to your health?
Well, I will say I am mostly vegan. I don't push people to go vegan or vegetarian if they're not comfortable with it, but I truly believe there is no reason to be eating animal meat. However, if people do want to eat animal meat, I'm going to highly encourage them to get the grass-fed, pasture-raised, free of hormones, free of antibiotics, because, I mean, everything is so genetically modified today and just pumped with the steroids and the hormones. So I try to get people at least away from that.
All right. And I guess the biggest thing, you know, we mentioned is mindset. And that's where yoga has to come into play. I mean, and pretty much, you know this better than anyone. You know, people kind of deviate a little bit after about a couple of weeks, new year and everything else, want to get thin. How do you keep people on track? What is the number one mantra just from the mindset of how to make sure that people stay the course and everything else to achieve the results?
You know, if I can switch their mindset away from the diet and more towards food is fuel, we're working to make your body strong and healthy versus working your body to make it lose weight. So I also teach people about what something that's called primary food and secondary food. So the food you eat is actually secondary to your health. Your primary food is your work, relationships, spirituality, and exercise. And the reason why is because even if you were a super healthy eater, you were eating all the kale in the world, perfect diet, if you're in a stressful relationship and you hate your job or you have a sick family, you're still going to be stressed. Your cortisol levels are still going to go up. You're still going to have high blood pressure, you know? So it's super important to teach people about comprehensive health. So if they can have that mind shift and understand that this is not just a diet that we're putting you on, that gets people more motivated.
I like that. I like that very much. That's a great point. For those who are interested in me maybe going a step further here, Sheena Rubino and She Yoga Fitness, give me an idea of how to get in touch with you here.
So you can find me on the web. It's www.SheYogaFitness.com, or you can give us a call at 631-379-5502.
There you go. And, of course, Sheena and her partner, Nelson, they are available, one-on-one classes, comfort of your own home and everything else. Check it all out for sure. And we will have much more with Sheena, hopefully, in this coming year as we make sure we all get in that right frame of mind. Can't thank you enough, Sheena Rubino.
Thank you for having me.